Time for the business news now. Ko taku hoi e nai nei ko Nona Peltier, who's in the studio. Nona, a weaker economy has knocked business confidence sharply lower. What are the numbers? What's sharp?
Well, worse than it was. Let's just put it that way. Let's see. An 8-point fall in optimism to a net 15% of firms reporting their own activity outlook has got worse. Worse. It wasn't great before, I think. And what are the reasons? Well, it's the usual inflation and perhaps some increases in the price of oil as well. High interest rates. We have to not forget about that. House building investment, hiring and wages. Retail and agriculture sectors were the most downbeat of all. So, yeah, not a very good outlook. And there's not a whole lot more we can say about that.
Okay, well, let's move on then. There has been a surge in, wait for it, rage applying. I know what that is, but can you please explain?
Well, it's a term that applies to workers who retaliate to a bad day at work by firing off multiple applications for various jobs, whether or not they really want that job. It's just a way to unleash rage. There you go. Now you might wonder,
how many applications have you made today, Nona?
Not any, Lisa. But I have to say, 2 out of 3 professional job applicants admit to doing this. So, you know, you got a professional. This is like not, you know, these are not just, oh, I really don't like it here. I'm going to apply for a shopkeeper's job. Or no, these are professional skilled people. They did a survey. This is an organization called Robert Walters. So they deal with professional applicants. They did a survey of 2,000 of them and found that more than half wanted to leave their workplace because of a toxic culture. 20% said they really didn't like their work-life balance very much. 13% were concerned about unmanageable workloads. As more people are made redundant, that work is falling onto them, so they're saying it's too much work.
Catch-22 situation, though, Nona, in the current job climate where people are losing their jobs hand over fist.
Correct.
Rock hard
place. It's not a good time to be playing this game. Keep your rage to yourself is really the advice there, because you're not doing yourself very much good if you're firing off applications to firms you're not interested in the job. And this woman, Bridget Clark, who is the senior director at Robert Walters, said that for employers looking at these rage-infused applications, you can tell by the CV. Like, is it up to date? You can tell by, for example, the cover letter. Does it even make any sense? Etc. So anyways, you're not doing yourself any favors, mates, if you're doing that, okay? Don't do it.
All right, let's talk about the markets, please.
Okay, so the index, it rose 1/3%, 41-point gain to 11,958. It's not really for any other reason than the market's not sure which way to go, and Asia went that way, so why didn't we? And the Kiwi is trading at 59.5 US cents, 91.98 Australian, 47.4 British pence. We're waiting for some big economic news over the world markets this week. Most importantly, there's a 2-day monetary policy meeting with the U.S. Federal Reserve where they're going to talk about interest rates later this week. That will be exciting.
Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News there. Ka kite.